when it comes to funding at the convention center, that there is a hotel tax, and part of that winds up going to the convention center. Of course, there have been so few people staying in our hotels over the last few months. But phase three is almost upon us. Scott Jocelyn is with the Manitoba Hotel Association and joins us today. Scott, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
The last few months have been, well, they've been no fun for a lot of people, certainly the people in your business, because travel has been locked down almost entirely. So what would the normal vacancy rate be here, say, in Winnipeg, and what has it been the last few months?
Well, that's a good question, Jeff. As you said, there's been little or no travel, so little or no occupancy. Seeing operators, you know, obviously a lot of the bigger properties actually even closed for a period of time. Yeah. And, seeing single-digit occupancy in a lot of those places. And, we're anxious to move on.
You know, we have a lot of hotels in our city, Scott. There's no question. There's a lot of competition in our city. So when something like this hits, it's tough on everybody.
Yeah, you know, I can't, obviously I'm biased. The lens I look at is the people, through the people that I'm representing. But, I think you'd have a tough time finding an industry that would be more impacted with COVID-19 than the hospitality industry. We're all about people going out. We're all about people traveling and staying in our places. And when that's not happening, when people are being encouraged to stay at home, that's just not good for our business.
Yeah, I mean, the restaurants, the bars in your hotels, all of that stuff, it just came to a thud.
Yeah.
And so when phase three is almost upon us, it starts up this weekend, and that's going to allow for travel from the western provinces and from at least in northwestern Ontario. So how optimistic are you that this is going to help?
Any bit at this point is helpful, right? I mean, I've been in the media talking about the role the province has played, and I think they've done, a really good job keeping people safe. The concern is at what cost to the economy, and that's not an easy task, and I'm certainly not going to be critical, and this is the safest place in Canada to be, and I'm happy that I'm here, but it does create challenges for us. So even when you look at phase three and some of the things that, is being proposed in phase three, we're tough people to please at times, but when you're talking about moving to 75% in bars and then, still having social distancing in place, it really limits how many people we can put in our places. So, having said all that, we're hoping that we'll continue to move forward, small steps, but we need, we need business. We need people to come out and see us in our places. Our people are doing a lot of great work in making people feel comfortable, making their staff feel comfortable first, and then making people feel comfortable to come and visit those places. But we need people to come out and see us.
Well, okay. So in terms of hotel rooms then, Scott, what are you going to be allowed to do? Will you be, in your fondest dreams, somebody wanted to book every room, could they?
If somebody wanted to come in and book every room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had enough business, could you do that?
Yeah, no,
phase
for
three?
Sure. For sure you could, right? You could. Actually, one of the training organizations that we work with, MTech, they created a cleaning program called Clean It Right, and a lot of the hotels are getting their people to take that, and which is great. We realize that our customers, we have to deal with the health department, we have to deal with the public health orders, we have to make sure that we're compliant on all those, and those are all concerning for operators. Obviously, they want to make sure that they're not running afoul of any of that. But it is the customer that judges us every time they walk into our business, right? So we have to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward so that people are comfortable in coming to our places. And I think our people, from what I've seen, I think our people are doing a good job. They're up to the challenge. And, we want people to come back, and we're prepared to deal with them safely when they do.
So does phase three then waive the 14-day isolation period?
Yeah, so in certain areas, I mean, phase three at this point in time is just a draft, so we're waiting to see it all finalized. We've got an opportunity to get some questions answered, in the next couple of days with government, but The 14-day quarantine was really, really challenging, obviously, when people are coming in and, you know, were they even coming in, right? I mean, did it even make sense to come in if they had to be quarantined for 14 days? So having some of that waived, and it looks like, as I'm looking at the draft, that some of that will be waived for people from Western Canada and Northern Ontario, that will be helpful.
How much of an issue will it be, Scott, for your partners, for your members, to rehire, to bring their staff back, knowing that many of them are collecting the CERB?
Yeah, that makes it, that'll make it challenging. You know, it's interesting in that, you know, so as we open and, you know, we're kind of, you know, you would know me. I grew up in this industry. Yeah. Operators, when they have a chance to open, they would open. When they have a chance to extend their hours, they would extend their hours. As we've kind of gone through the COVID period, one of the things that's really resonated with me is that some of our operators are like, you know what, I can be open now, but I'm really going to figure it out before you know, before I do. So I think that people will be really, really careful and making sure that they can accommodate everyone as safely as they can. And if that means slowly opening, then they're going to slowly open.
Bit of a concern, the CERB flu, though.
Yeah. So, And I, you know, I guess the you know, so as we're slowly opening, the reality is we don't need as many people as we're opening. So, you know, again, can never keep us happy. But, you know, if we had gone to a full-on opening, you know, it would probably be challenging. So slowly opening, getting parts of our business opening, and then, you know, welcoming our employees to come back to work, realizing that when we're not at full capacity, we don't need as many employees as we had. So I think operators want to work with their employees. They want to make sure that they're comfortable when they're coming back, but we'll need our employees to come back.
Yeah. So it's kind of a cautious optimism I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, I'm really trying hard to be optimistic. I mean, it's been a really, you know, it's been a really tough grind, you know, I mean, for me, but I mean, for the people that I represent, taking the phone calls that we've taken from our people, you know, I think the landscape, I don't want to be the, you know, the sky is falling kind of guy, but I think the landscape of the hotels in Manitoba will look significantly different when this is over. Some of our operators, the model was somewhat challenged, you know, going into this. And I think that, you know, it will look different. Our people have weathered many storms and they will. But, you know, as I mentioned, I think our industry was hit really, really hard. And I think that our industry will be one of the slowest ones coming back out of this. And, you know, again, I don't want to be the doomsday guy, but we need people to be comfortable traveling. We need people, we need to be able to hold big events so people can come and have those events in our properties. And, you know, that's not going to happen overnight.
Scott, thanks so much for this.
Thanks for having me on, good luck to you and your members in
getting things up and rocking and rolling again.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Scott Jocelyn with the Manitoba Hotel Association.